hot one. Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Fun. Colts at Chiefs.
Chiefs minus 5.5 off a bye at home with Andy Reid. I'm going to take Kansas City to win the game. Listen, they're the first team to average 35 points per game for a season since Denver did it with Peyton Manning. Now, the Colts are hotter, but Kansas City's offense is first in virtually everything. And the Colts' defense, although it's a great story, has not faced a top 10 scoring offense since week 5 when the Patriots lit them up. I think a lot of this Colts defensive story has been situational. They haven't faced great offenses. Darius Leonard's outstanding, but they still have lots of needs on the defensive side. I think luck may outplay Holmes. It is cold. It is snowy. I do not like dome teams on the road in cold, snowy games. I'm going to take Kansas City here, 31-24, to win and cover the spread.
Cowboys at Rams.
Cowboys plus 7.5. They got the better defense. They're playing with house money. They've got the better momentum. They've won 8 of 9. Let's not lie here. Since Amari Cooper showed up, it's a pretty darn good offense. And their defense, and again, they faced real offenses this year. Their defense has been up to the task. Cowboys defense hasn't allowed 25 points to any of the top 5 offenses they've faced this year. So when they face the Drew Breeses, they have delivered. By the way, the Rams defense, when has it been good? And I don't think Todd Gurley's healthy. We're still talking about Todd. I don't think he's healthy. And I still think they missed Cooper Kupp. I think Sean McVay, off a bye, has some explosive, dynamic play calls to catch the Cowboys a little off guard and take a lead. And in the NFL playoffs, you get a lead, you win like 75% of the time. But there's no way I'm not taking 7.5 points with the Cowboys. I think the Rams take a lead in this game and hold on for dear life. But I'm going to take the Rams to win 30-26, but absolutely Cowboys to cover.
Chargers at Patriots.
Like New England at -4, I love New England at -4. Okay, first of all, Phillip Rivers, last 3 games, gotten beat up a little. I think he looks a little fatigued. I think their running backs are a little beat up. In the last 3 games for the Chargers, Phillip Rivers' passer rating's 55. They're averaging 18 a game and about 240 yards. The Patriots are 11-1 after a playoff bye. Bill Belichick era. Undefeated at home this year. Only undefeated team. Listen, the Chargers have been getting... You face Baltimore 2 times in 3 or 4 weeks. You are banged up. They're a little banged up. They got to travel 10,000 miles in the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks. I think New England controls this game. They're efficient. It's a frustrating game for the Chargers, who have better players. But I'll take the Patriots to win and cover, 28-23, maybe even a little worse.
Eagles at Saints.
All right. Listen, everybody loves the Saints. And my guess is the Saints drop a 30-burger. But I think Philadelphia's offense is potent. They're 5-1 straight up as an underdog. They've been great situationally. I get 8.5 points. I'm taking that all day. Nick Foles' passer rating in the playoffs is 105. They're 3-1 against top 10 scoring offenses. Listen, the Saints defense, it's not an easy defense to run on. But you can throw the ball on this team. Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, Nelson Aguilar, Golden Tate, a very good offensive line. We've got an excellent coach and a quarterback who's good in these spots. I think this game is a lot closer than people think. I do expect New Orleans to be able to move the football. But come on, you don't bet teams, you bet numbers. Philadelphia plus 8, I'm taking it all day. Eagles cover, Saints win a super competitive game, 24-20s. All right, everybody, welcome in. You heard my blazing 5, which I told you I had marginal confidence in, even though I went 4-0 last week. I decided, even though there's only 4 games, I'll pick all of them, see where we go. It's always fun. So we bring in RJ Bell, pregame.com. He's the founder. Pregame is the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press, and his Twitter's at RJ in Vegas. All right, let's start with this one. Let's see what I want to start. Okay, here we go. This is the first one. Kansas City minus 5.5. I get the better roster. I get the more experienced playoff coach. I get a rested team at home. Sometimes I think, RJ, stories are better than teams. I think the Colts story is awesome. but I think they're a year away. I'm going to take the Chiefs to win by a touchdown. What are the wise guys' thinks?
Biggest disagreement of the week here. A lot of sharps love the Colts here. And I think you got to ask yourself a key question. If we're looking at the entire season, so let's acknowledge and say for the record, okay, we're going to consider all 16 KC games. We're going to consider all 16 Colts games. What do you think the line would be in this game if that were the case?
I don't even know.
The opinion most have, Colin, is about 5.5. So meaning the current line. Meaning this is kind of a season-long line. Now, here's the question. Are these teams today...
No. I mean, the Colts are on fire. The Colts' defense, I would argue, is the shocking story of the year in this league. It is... Darius Leonard's their guy. They don't even have good corners. They don't have a pass rusher.
I agree with you. So to me, it feels like we're kind of dismissing Kansas City. Let's go on the other side. Kansas City struggles. I mean, literally in the last 7 games, Kansas City has covered once. And that was right around when Kareem Hunt got kicked off the team. So by definition, if you only beat the spread 1 of 7 games, you're underperforming. And we know how great the Colts are doing. But here is the trend of the week, maybe the trend of the month. We looked at all 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And we said, when did they play their first playoff game? Like they were a virgin in the playoffs, then they play that first game. How did they do in it? Well, some quarterbacks haven't even played a playoff game, right? Sam Darnold, whatever. Right. But amongst the ones that have and then played against a quarterback with experience, meaning it wasn't first time versus first time. There's been 20 games, 2 wins, 17 losses, 1 push. Now, that's against the Vegas spread. 2-17-1.
Damn you, RJ Bell. Okay, timeout. The Colts are on the road for the 3rd straight week. Does that matter?
It does, and it's the only thing that's stopping me.
I think it's a real thing. I mean, how many times? It's like the Chargers. How many times can you go on the road and win these huge games?
You're right. Now, Fezzik's belief in this game, and we've discussed this 3rd on the road a lot, is they haven't played intense games, meaning if you think about it, they were controlling that Tennessee game. Yeah. They were controlling that Houston game. So maybe that helps them a little bit. Now, Andy Reid in the playoffs, historically not great. Do we consider that? So last thing I'll say on this game, and the pros are certainly on the Colts, is I do believe the Colts at safety have some cluster injuries. So if you want to kind of get at Kansas City, I think Kelce on some props over might be good. So I expect Kelce to have a big day for KC. Still like the Colts.
All right, let's go Cowboys. I'll take them +7.5. The Rams, as you know, if you listen to my show, I bailed on the Rams about week 7, week 8. Cooper Kupp injury matters. I do not believe Todd Gurley's healthy. The fact they're still talking about his injury means he's not healthy. And let's be honest here. Since Amari Cooper showed up, Dallas is a really good football team. I think the Dallas Cowboys could win, but either way, 7.5 is too much. I'm taking them. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement for sure. And Vegas agrees with you about Gurley. So check this out. Dallas, pretty good. You know, I would say borderline elite rushing defense. Saints had a borderline elite rushing defense. They still do. So let's compare when Gurley is playing Dallas in this game versus the Saints. The over-under for yards for Gurley in the Saints game was like 96. Now it's 80 in this game. So the Vegas market is saying Gurley, there's some skepticism, questions about his health. I also think Dallas is going to have, you know, L.A., Colin, what percentage of the crowd's going to be Dallas?
Oh, I think it's 60-40 Dallas.
So now the home field advantage is down. Now, listen, let's give credit. Goff is better at home. But if you look at Goff the second half of the season, he hasn't looked really good anywhere. Dallas, last 9 games, they're 8-1 straight up. And here's what's fascinating. I listen every day to your show, is you've been talking a lot about offensive coaches being hired versus the old school, you know, more accomplished coaches. This is amazing. The top 5 DVOA, so that's an advanced metric, offenses are all left in the playoffs. All right, all 5 of them. The top 7 defensive DVOA teams, none of them are in the playoffs. Dallas is the best at number 8, but Dallas has the worst offense at number 24. So the question is, against the Rams' bad rush D, I think Zeke's going to have a big day. And last thing, I'm going to give a professional tip. I usually don't do this. and I think you'll like this. I'm looking at Dallas on the money line, plus 270, parlayed with under the total, under 49.5. Because imagine, if Dallas really has a chance to be competitive,
this is going to be a low-scoring game.
It's got to be low-scoring. And if Dallas is down 14, they're in trouble. If it's a tight game late, I think they can compete. So you get paid. If that comes in, obviously it's a long shot. 100 wins you over $600 if you like Dallas money line with the under. That's what I'm playing in the game.
You know, I was never really loyal to one brand of clothing. My entire life. I open my closet, grab whatever's hanging there, whatever's clean. And then I got my first Peter Millar polo. It was a total game changer. Now it's in the closet, and I got 6 or 7 Peter Millar shirts. It's comfortable. The more clothing I own from Peter Millar, the more impressed I am. Not just the feel, but the look. There's a style to it. They're sports shirts. They're quarter zips. They all look great. Make me look sharp. They're casual. I actually work out in one of their quarter zips in the gym. On the colder days, I play tennis in one of their pullover shirts. Go to PeterMillar.com/HERD. Experience the quality for yourself. Check it out. Some of my favorite styles there, they'll give you a complimentary hat and complimentary shipping if you go there right now. That's Peter Millar, MILLAR.com/HERD. PeterMillar.com/HERD. I'm going to play tennis this afternoon in my roll-up jacket. That's how much I like Peter Millar. All right, the only game of these four that I would really bet is New England -4. This is the one game I've said all week. This is the one. I said it on Monday. I said this is the game you'd bet. The rest of them, I like Dallas. I don't love them. I like the Chiefs. I don't love them. And I'll get to the Philadelphia I like, but don't love them. Patriots I like a lot. And it really comes down to this. Rested, team that scores first in this league, especially in the playoffs, New England is 13-2 when they've scored first in a home playoff game. I got a road-weary Charger team that was in a wildly emotional game. How many miles can they go back and travel almost all the way to Nova Scotia? I think New England jumps on the Chargers early, and historically, that wins the game for Brady. So I'll take the -4. I feel strongly about this New England. What do the wise guys think?
Biggest agreement of the week. Love the Pats here. -4, as you said. You mentioned the mileage. So think about it. Chargers, last week of the season, went to Denver, back home. Then they went to Baltimore, back home. Now to New England. That's going to be 10,000 miles over 10,000 during that time. In that same time period, Patriots, 0 miles. Remember, home against the Bills, home against the Jets, bye. And Belichick has dominated these bye games when he's been at home in this divisional round. Also, if you look at the Chargers, last 5 games, their yards per game, 282. All right. Only the Arizona Cardinals have had fewer than 282 yards per game this season. So now I get it. We can say Ravens, they play twice, tough defense. I personally think just with the eye test, and let me ask you, that the Chargers, with the quarterback situation, his arm, he usually shot puts the ball, yeah, but I think Rivers is doing it even more. It feels like he's a little banged up. Is that what you're seeing with your eyes?
And I also thought last week, let's be honest about the Chargers, they couldn't get in the end zone. They left a lot of points. They were getting break after break from the Ravens, and they were getting fumbles. They were getting great field position. They are loaded on offense. I didn't think Rivers was great last week.
No, and Rivers historically against the Patriots, far from great. So he's played 8 games in his career against Belichick, 1-7 straight up. The only game he won was against Castle, not against Brady. And here's Rivers' stats in those games. 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. So Belichick has a very specific way he approaches each individual player. He seems to have Rivers figured out. You were exactly right to finish on your show this week. I think the case could be made the Chargers are a slightly better team generally, though I think even is more fair to say. But every situational edge, including 22-degree temperature, is expected, favors the Pats. Pats are the pick.
Hi, it's the Herd. One of the things I love about Dollar Shave Club, they've got everything I need. I want to look, feel, smell my best. Okay, I never have to go to the store. That's because, one, Dollar Shave Club delivers everything I need to my door, and two, they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out. Here's how it works. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready, and they have this new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products that you use regularly. priority. So you determine what you want and when you want it, and it shows up right at your door, from once a month to once every 6 months. That's what I do. Dollar Shave Club's got their toothpaste. I use that. You set it up automatically. It can get sent to you. Never runs out. You never wake up in the morning and go, oh God, I don't have any toothpaste. My mouth is cleaner, fresher, teeth are whiter. They have a handsome discount. More you buy, the more you save. Right now, they got a bunch of starter sets. Try any of them for $5. Why don't you try the oral care kit? After that, the restock box ships regular size products at a regular price. So what are you waiting for? Get your starter set. Right now, $5. That's it. At dollarshaveclub.com/Colin. dollarshaveclub.com/Colin. Okay, so I, you know, listen, right now I have a 2-1 edge. This game, I don't know where to go. It comes down to this, is some things I can't deny. Nick Foles is incredible in the playoff games with Doug Peterson. Something's working. They have the better D-line. Doug Peterson is situationally has proven to be an excellent head coach. 8's too many points. I think New Orleans wins. I mean, Drew Brees, off a bye, at home, playoffs. They're going to be in the 30s. But there is something about this Philadelphia team. There's some inertia with Nick Foles. So I would take the points with very little confidence Philly's going to win. What would the wise guy say?
Slight disagreement on this one. You know, NFL stats put out this number. Foles has the best passer rating. Yeah. Of all time.
I know, that makes no sense.
In the playoffs. Here's the thing about the Saints. I think there's a misperception. They weren't scoring 3 straight games. It started with the Cowboy game on Thursday night. Everyone watched that one. But they actually played 3 straight road games in which they didn't score so well. Here's their last 5 home games for the Saints, how many points they scored. The most recent game first. 31, 31, 48, 45, 43. So this is a team that scores at home, the Saints. Also, Brees is 5-0 in his career at home in the postseason. 12 touchdowns, 1 interception. Now, what's the weak spot on the Eagles? It's defensive backs. Now, remember, they came into New Orleans, 48 points they gave up against Brees. Now, since then, Philly's D seems to be better. But let's look at the quarterbacks they played. Eli, not great. Colt McCoy for a quarter, then Sanchez, probably for the last time. Dak, not a great thrower. Goff on that big game Sunday night, but Goff looked horrible. Deshaun Watson, hey, good quarterback, but they gave up 30 points, the Eagles did in that game. And then fourth stringer, Johnson from the Skins, last game of the year. So really, the Eagles have a big weakness that the only good quarterback they faced, Watson, exploited. No one else has been able to. Now it's Brees. Last thing on this game, here's what I'm betting, right? I lean Saints, but I'm betting the team total for the Saints. So how many points do the Saints score? The over-under is 29.5.
Yeah, probably over.
I love the over. I don't know if Foles is going to pull a miracle, so I don't want to bet the Saints, but I am very sure the Eagles are not going to stop the Saints. Over 29.5 is my bet in the game.
Yeah, there are certain games I have no feel for. Like, I'll tell you, the Kansas City game's interesting, RJ, because I think that it has a possibility to be a real shootout. And I think Luck could outplay Mahomes. My feeling is why I took Kansas City is I have a feeling Kansas City will cover late, over the top, you know, Colts trail. They have to make a play, but I don't have a ton of confidence in it. But Philadelphia, New Orleans, I have no feel for it. And it's one of those rare games. If this was a regular season game, I'd have run from this one. But it's blazing 5. I only got 4 games, so there you go.
And last thing for me, and this is an important point. If you're betting for fun, pizza money, whatever, yeah, do what you want, right? Doesn't matter, right? But if you're trying to win or if the money matters to you, you can't bet 4 games.
Right.
Because think about it. If we're 16 games in a normal week, how many games do you bet, right? You have to stretch to get 5 out of 16, right? But that's still only about 30% of the games. Here, if you bet 30% of the games, you'd either bet 1 or 2, right? Somewhere between 25 and 50. So if you're betting all 4 games, there's no way you're going to win in the long term. But obviously, we're having fun here. But I agree with you, and I think that's a takeaway for the audience, is New England is the best pick of the week.
Yeah, and Dallas is the second best pick. I think Dallas is a really solid pick. Okay, RJ Bell, first ever National Network radio show covering sports betting 6 to 7 Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. Good talking to you, bud.
Thank you.